Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show. Joining me now on our first Advantage Hotline is Zach Stevens. He's our Denver Broncos insider from DNVR Broncos. Zach, my man, what a strange win that was yesterday over the Houston Texans.
My goodness, Brady. Definitely the weirdest game that I've ever been to, the weirdest game that I've covered, and honestly, the weirdest game to talk about after the fact, because the Broncos won. You had huge milestones with Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson and a new ownership group getting their first win in Broncos country, but there's more negatives than positives. The fan base is upset. The fan base is confused. The fan base wants people fired already. I mean, there's certainly more questions than answers coming out of a win.
What did you think of, okay, two-part question, the Boo Birds? I mean, they were out early, I felt like, in this game. And then late in the game, because of the issues getting play calls in and the play clock going down, what did you think of the counting down from the fans?
Embarrassing. It was very embarrassing. Now, look, the fans, in a way, did help the team. That's an advantage of having your home crowd there with counting down the play clock. And, hey, it could have helped them. But honestly, embarrassing, because that means that the Broncos needed the fans' help. And honestly, I think the fans were doing it to mock the team, saying, this is ridiculous. Brady, the Broncos have had 5 or 6 delayed game penalties in the first 2 weeks. They had 2 last year. And remember, last year wasn't being led by, like, a great coaching staff with good game management and the players bought into everything they were doing. No. That's one of the reasons Vic Fangio is no longer here. And in terms of the boos, Brady, I covered Vic Vance Joseph's entire era. I covered Vic Fangio's entire era. There were more boos at that game yesterday than there ever were at a game in either of those eras. And so to me, that's, again, why it's startling just how bad this start to this era has been. And 25 penalties, Brady. That's not only the most in the league, that's the most the Broncos have ever had in a 2-game stretch. The team with the second most penalties is 17. The Broncos have 8 more penalties than the second most team in the NFL.
Wow. I mean, it's insanity. And those numbers, and that's the thing, like, those penalty numbers, those delay of game numbers, and just the way things went down last week, pairing that with this week, I guess it does set up the perfect disaster for Nathaniel Hackett. You mentioned Vic Fangio and Vance Joseph. I know those guys got a lot of boo birds. I mean, you heard it. We went through a long time with Vic with 3 seasons, and then Vance obviously struggled. Are you, like, is it shocking to you? Like, do you think that the fan base needs to calm down a little bit? With 2 games in, you're booing him more than you've ever booed the other 2 guys.
I mean, it is a really good point there, Brady. And the thing that's different with this coaching staff and this team is there's actually real expectations from the fans. Mm. And that's why we're seeing the boo birds come out so quick. That's why we're seeing frustration come out so early, because it's not like with Vance and Vic, everything was great at the start and it all fell apart later. No, but when you looked at it, those guys were given a little break. Okay, well, they're first-time head coaches. Plus, look what they're dealing with at quarterback. Well, now, unfortunately, and it's not 100% fair to Nathaniel Hackett, he's being viewed as having to microwave his success and not have his rookie mistakes, because you have Russell Wilson, because you have a team that everyone in Denver thought should be competing for the playoffs at least. And then you add on the fact that the Broncos have barely scraped 1 win by in their 1-1 against 2 of the worst teams in the NFL, 2 of the most underwhelming teams in the NFL, at least. And the Broncos are only 1-1 coming out of here. And so the expectations, I think, are really hurting Nathaniel Hackett. And, you know, that's not his fault, but that's just where we are right now, especially because Broncos fans have just been dying for this season. They've wanted it since Peyton left. And now they have it, and it's off to a concerning start.
Yeah, well, that's the difference, I suppose, when you have a Russell Wilson in there compared to Drew Locke and Paxton Lynch. And, well, Joe Flacco is now back in his prime. All of these situations, I guess, just led to this being, hey, high expectations. But, Zach, how alarmed are you about Nathaniel Hackett right now? These are, I think, fairly little things that you would expect a head coach to be able to master: getting a play call in, not kicking a 64-yarder, kicking a 57-yarder, like all of these things, running the ball with two of, in my opinion, the best 1-2 punch in the league right now, even though they fumbled. I get it, but the numbers are staggering passes compared to runs inside the 10. I mean, these are all fairly small things. So how alarmed are you about Nathaniel Hackett at this point?
Yeah, I personally, on a personal level, really like Nathaniel Hackett. I really like the hire. I love the offseason he's had, the juice he brings. So all of that I take into consideration. But Brady, you talk about all of these small things that are adding up. Pretty much when you look at everything that's tied to coaching, we're talking penalties, we're talking game management, we're talking red zone or a lack of red zone execution. Everything that points back to coaching is troubling so far. Timeouts, the way he handles timeouts. You have your defense on the field on a punt yesterday. You don't have your punt returner out there, so you call a timeout, you put your punt returner out there, and then, Brady, something that no one's talking about, the defense was still on the field there in a punt situation. I mean, it's all very concerning. But again, if this was a rookie quarterback, we would give him a pass and say, you just hope he can learn from this. And that's the biggest thing that Nathaniel Hackett needs to do. He needs to learn from this. He needs to change the way he's doing certain things, because getting the play clock down to zero and having five delay of game penalties is inexcusable. I don't care if you're a first-time head coach. I don't care if it's your first two games in the NFL. Those things have to change in a hurry. What concerns me the most was last week. We talked about the mistake at the end of the game in the penalties, and the biggest thing was he had to learn from that, and the team had to look better this week. Well, they didn't. In fact, they looked even worse and came away with the win, because the Texans are arguably fighting for the number one pick next year. So this stuff has to change quickly, because you got a good team coming into town next week. And then the following week, I know the Raiders are 0-2, but they're talented. And so it's scary now that it's not just been one fluky game. Now you have back-to-back games, and you're thinking, boy, you hope this isn't a trend.
Well, and a good team in San Francisco with a quarterback now on primetime that's going to come in with, I got a lot to prove. You know, I mean, that's a scary scenario now with Jimmy G coming in. Boy, it's getting scary. How about the injury situation? Patrick Surtain, Jerry Jeudy going down. I know that's the big one from yesterday. I was really impressed the defense still was able to put the clamps on in the second half, even without Justin Simmons, and later losing Patrick Surtain. But what's their statuses at this point?
Good news, Brady. Good news on both of those fronts with Jerry Jeudy and Pat Surtain. Both avoided major injuries, so a huge sigh of relief for Broncos country. Both of them are considered day-to-day. Jerry's dealing with a rib injury, which took him out of the game. Pat's dealing with a shoulder injury. And we'll find more about their availability for this week. But I wouldn't be surprised if one or both misses this coming week. But the good news is the Broncos are not going to have to play this season, the long part of this season, without those guys. So a huge sigh of relief, because Pat Surtain, arguably the Broncos' best defensive player. And Jerry Jeudy, when Jerry Jeudy went out yesterday, it became the Courtland Sutton show. Now, Tyree Cleveland had a good catch. Kendall Hinton had a big catch. But outside of those two catches from those guys, it was just the Courtland Sutton show, and that's concerning when you end up playing a good team and they're able to take away Courtland Sutton. What does your offense look like then? So I think it was huge that Jerry Jeudy injury is not significant.
Well, yeah, you're just looking down at the box score. I mean, it's Courtland Sutton and then everybody else, and, you know, not a lot of tight ends are on that mix too, and that's a little scary for me, which also leads me to ask the follow-up here. And again, great news on the injury front. But this rushing attack, every time we see Javonte and Melvin, for the most part, carry the ball, good things happen, especially with Javonte Williams. Again, between the two, 25 carries on Sunday, and we saw that even less the week before. What's going on there?
I think it's just Nathaniel Hackett and the offense overthinking things right now, especially, and I think the best way to look at this is looking in the red zone, Brady. Last week, what happened in the red zone? The Broncos had two fumbles, one by Javonte, one by Melvin. I think that really scared Nathaniel Hackett off from running the ball. And understandably, you want to keep the ball in Russell Wilson's hands. Let him decide. And they just overthought it. I understand when you get in the red zone in the first play, you throw a pass to Courtland Sutton. It looks like it's a touchdown, so you're like, man, this is working. Let's try it again. don't do the exact same play. I mean, come on, give Derek Stingley a different look. Don't run the exact same play. And then what do you do on third down? Well, you throw it again because you don't want to do a running play again. And then they did that again. Russ, I believe, was 0 for 5 throwing the ball within the 5-yard line in goal-to-go situations. You can't have that. You have Javonte Williams, who's running for 5 yards of carry. You can't be scared off by one fumble. Look, both of them were bad fumbles last week by Melvin and Javonte. But are you never going to run the ball in the red zone again? You can't do that. So I just think it was overthinking things. You have to have a short memory, but also be realistic about who your players are. But look, Javonte in the first half was running for over 7 yards per carry. He ends the game 5 yards per carry, and he is just plowing down this Texans defense. You can't overthink things. When you're in the red zone, I understand when you get the ball in Russell Wilson's hands, but you got to do a good mix because then the defense knew what was coming.
Yeah, well, and here's my fear too with overthinking things is you already saw an example of what happened in Seattle changed the way Hackett kind of thought in this game. You know, he decided not to kick a 57-yarder when he decided to kick a 64-yarder a week before. He didn't run the football inside the 10 very often with Javonte and Melvin Gordon, maybe because of those fumbles scaring him. So that's one of the things I really worry about, too, is just letting missed decisions or bad plays dictate how you do things the following week.
Absolutely, and teams will easily pick up on that and say, well, this didn't work for them last week, so there's no way they're going to do it this week, and then be able to key in on it even more. And Brady, what the Broncos need to do and what Nathaniel Hackett needs to do, they need to find an identity for their offense. So what are they when they get into the red zone? Are they going to let Russ run around? Because Russ hasn't been running around much, and that's one thing that I think Nathaniel Hackett kind of needs to leash in or to allow him to do more is to run around. Because right now, I don't need Russ picking up 40, 50 yards a game, but we're not seeing him move around yet. Do they really want to cut that identity out of their offense? I don't think so. When you get down to the goal line, are you really going to be in shotgun when it's first and goal from the 2-yard line? Or are you going to allow your team to be mean and nasty in the trenches and allow Javonte to try to pick up those 2 yards? Right now, this team has no identity. And the thing that scares me the most is this hasn't been against two good teams. This hasn't been against two good defenses. The Broncos and Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson have a huge test this coming week. San Francisco's offense is good. They're not elite. They're not Kansas City. They're not great, but their defense, especially that line, that front seven, is scary.
How serious are we, Zach, about really being concerned about Nathaniel Hackett? Like, how far does this go? Let's say the Broncos do struggle the rest of the way. Let's just say 4 or 5 wins for this team. New ownership is here, and they got to hear the crowd booing and counting down the play clock because it seemed that Nathaniel Hackett couldn't get that portion figured out. We're not talking about one and done, potentially. I know it's a long season, but that's how bad the last 2 weeks were, where we're actually kind of having this conversation.
Oh, yeah, Brady. I mean, if you're honestly talking about 4 or 5 wins this entire season, I'll even go 5, 6 wins. Then absolutely, we are talking about one
wow.
and done. Because like you said, that George Payton hired Nathaniel Hackett, but now you have a new team president, you have a new ownership group, you have a new CEO. Those guys didn't hire George Payton. Those guys didn't hire Nathaniel Hackett. And then you might even, if it really is that bad, you might even be looking at George Payton and saying that these new owners want to bring someone in. Now, I do think we're a long way from that conversation just because these could be rookie mistakes. This stuff could get changed around, but the offense needs to wake up, Brady. 16 points a game, that's worse than anything we've seen here. Again, only 2 games, so I'm concerned, but I'm not saying that this season is lost. I'm not saying the Broncos can't turn things around. I'm not saying the Broncos can't come out this week and win the game in dominant fashion. But right now, I'm not putting my money on it. I need to see things change before I'm believing that that's going to happen.
Last one for you, Zach. You've talked to Coach Hackett a lot. And by the way he handled training camp in the preseason, and then honestly listening to some of his discussions, some of your quotes you put out there from him before the first game, like when he was asked about, hey, are you nervous? It's your first game, you blah, blah, blah. You know, his response was kind of like, no, I've done all this stuff before. It's not really my first. I mean, I've done it. there was a sense that I got almost like, yeah, it's nothing new. I mean, it's all easy here. We'll go into training camp. We'll figure it out. We'll iron it out as we get there. And then this first game of the season against Seattle, it's nothing new for me. I've done this stuff before. Is that an alarming sense of almost maybe like, yeah, this is no big deal. It's probably going to be too easy.
Yeah, at first I liked it because it's like, well, yeah, he is right. He's been around football, not just, you know, as an offensive coordinator for the past many years in the NFL, but he grew up with this. His dad was the head coach, Nathaniel Hackett. Of course, this is he's not worried about it. But then you see it happen, and you hope what happens that he's able to take a step back and say, I need to learn from this. I need to do things different, because that's one of the things that Vic Fangio did not do when he had his game management issues. He said after the game, one game, I need to reevaluate how we do things. Wednesday comes around, just a couple of days later, he says, nope, we're not changing anything. Last night, Nathaniel Hackett said he needs to reevaluate the way things are done in terms of getting the plays out. Is he actually going to change things? Because that was an issue last week, too, and I don't know if anything changed this week. Certainly, the end result didn't. But is he going to change things? Is he going to learn? Or is he going to say, I'm the head football coach of this team for a reason, because I know my stuff, and then not change anything? I wouldn't recommend that. Nathaniel Hackett's a really smart guy, but clearly, being a head coach, there's a lot more things that he has to handle on game day, which so far isn't turning out well.
Oh, boy. Well, Zach, we appreciate you, man. We'll see if these issues get fixed. They need to get fixed because they're playing on primetime Sunday night. And so all the weird stuff we've been seeing, and, you know, national media catching on to it too, if we have a bunch of obvious blunders like we've seen the last 2 weeks, it's going to get really bad on national television.
It is. And, Brady, I've also never seen the national media go after the Broncos in the way that they were yesterday. And that was against the Houston Texans during an afternoon game. I can't imagine if it's similar what it's going to be like on Sunday Night Football. And I hope that's not the case, because this was supposed to be the year where it was fun. And so far, it's not looking like that.
Give the ball to Javonte Williams. That's all. I just do more of that, and maybe better things will happen. We'll see. Zach, my man, appreciate you as always. I love your stuff. Love following what you're about. And we'll look forward to catching up with you later this week.
Thanks for having me on, Brady.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Sunday Night Football. You can't have these issues against Seattle or Houston, but you really don't want to have them on Sunday night in front of everybody. 12:40 the time. Let's jump out, Angel. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.